It's just clouds and clouds and clouds everywhere. Wow. Anyway, well, I'm almost into Petoskey, so there isn't anything to switch over to anymore here. The only repeater that really works is the 1.9. The 6.8 or whatever it is, 6.886, I get them confused. The one up in Sussmanville is 6, and other than the 1.9, there isn't much of anything going on up here.
And I think we're going to see a lot of that happening, where we're going to probably end up losing some repeaters, because I'm hearing a lot of things going on. I'm hearing that now you got to have, the tie downs have to be inspected every so many years, and the concrete base. I think we're going to see some issues with repeaters, because some are on these towers for free, and now I think they're going to start having to charge to make all this happen. So I have a bad feeling from what I've heard, that there's going to be some surprises coming. Some repeaters may go offline. You know, I don't know for sure, but it really does kind of surprise me a little bit. I heard it here, a couple guys were talking on here about how they have to have the cables inspected, or then the concrete base and all that. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, well, you would think the commercial operators would donate the space for the ham radio guys, but you know, you never know. I mean, they gotta, if they're gonna have their towers up anyway, they're gonna have to have them inspected. You know, the question is, if they're not using them, are they gonna drop them so they don't have to pay all the money? But I don't know. And who the heck do you get to inspect that stuff? That's got to be a pain in the neck, too.